A tweet leads to Twitter uncertainty. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's stock plunging 21% in pre-market trading after Elon Musk, the Tesla and SpaceX CEO who stirred up a social media hornet's nest buying the company, tweeted this morning he's put that deal on temporary hold as he tries to get rid of fake bot accounts.
And now Elon Musk says he wants details about it until he gets clarity on how many bots there are. Twitter put in a filing estimating that the false or spam accounts represented fewer than 5%.
Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo. Musk says he wants Twitter to be a more fair forum, which conservatives hailed. Critics on the left fear his bio could lead to more hate speech and misinformation on Twitter. The first war crimes trial starts today in Ukraine. A Russian soldier is accused of murdering a Ukrainian civilian. There's a snag in the plan to send Ukraine an additional $40 billion in weapons and humanitarian aid. Democrats and most Republicans are ready to approve it. GOP Senator Rand Paul is not.
My oath of office is to the national security of the United States of America.
Paul says we don't have the money and is proposing a special inspector to monitor how it's spent, a motion expected to fail but delaying approval till next week. New COVID funding also on hold as Republicans blame the nearly $2 trillion spent last year for rising inflation. Today, President Biden will meet with mayors and police chiefs urging cities to use unspent COVID money to fight rising crime. This is a problem across America.
Babies have been put to bed hungry while parents are desperately trying to find alternative formulas.
Republicans like Congresswoman Elise Stefanik demanding the government do more, blaming the Biden administration. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president met with retailers, manufacturers to make more baby formula faster.
He discussed Reckitt and Gerber's efforts to increase production, which have made up for the loss of production by Abbott, and asked them to identify other ways the administration can help them.
Abbott shut down after a recall. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot is trying to turn up the heat on some House Republicans after already holding some ex-Trump associates in contempt of Congress for not cooperating.
Subpoenas were sent by the January 6th committee to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and Republican representatives Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Andy Biggs, and Mo Brooks.
The precedent we want to establish with our work is that people should not try to overthrow the electoral and political institutions of the United States.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, a member of the January 6th committee, would not say what steps are next if the lawmakers don't comply. Issuing the subpoenas to sitting members of Congress is an extraordinary step. It is not clear if they can be enforced. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The federal judge who put a temporary hold on the Biden administration lifting a Trump border policy holds a hearing on that today. The president wants to lift Title 42 in 10 days. It had blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally over COVID concerns. More than 20 states have sued to block lifting the policy, fearing a new surge of migrants. A prison escape in Texas.
The manhunt is on in Texas for 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez, who's serving a life sentence on a murder conviction from 2006. Prison records show Lopez had recently been held at lockup in Gatesville, but was able to escape from a transport bus and even stabbed a guard before he got away. The Leon County Sheriff's Office says Lopez was wearing an all-white Texas Department of Corrections uniform. They're searching an area around Highway 7, and also that if you see this guy, do not approach him. Instead, call 911. John Saucier, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up over 200 points. In the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat move on to the Eastern Conference Finals, eliminating Philadelphia. Dallas beat Phoenix to force a Game 7 of that series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.